HaKutavach, we're in the middle of Sif Tezvav. Just to go over it a drop, there's a mitzvah in Sif Tezvav, a mitzvah Prius Baal Chayv. A Baal Chayv has to pay off, and if he pays off his Chayv, he actually is Makayim a mitzvah. Mitzvah Prius Baal Chayv. We discussed last week, Pesach Teshuvah brings down his Machlokes Rishonim, where this mitzvah is in the Torah. Some say the mitzvah is Rashi, Altin Tzedek, Hein Shachot Tzedek, you're supposed to keep Tzedek, whatever your words, be Ma'ameis, your words, whatever you say, you're supposed to be Ma'ameis. If you say you're going to pay up in 30 days, you ain't got to pay up in 30 days. That's in Tzedek. That's Rashi Shita. And the other Shita is Ramban, other Rishonim, and they say that it's because of the Pasha. In the Pasha it says, V'yisha Asher Atanoshibai Yetzi Alecha HaVetachutzi, he's going to bring it out to you. You're now let it go in. You have to stand outside. Because Tamod, you're going to stand outside. Don't go in. Because Tamod, but he's going to bring it out to you. So you think that he has to have, he has a responsibility to pay up this debt. He has to satisfy and come out to you and pay you up. So you see that he has a mitzvah of Prius Baal Chayv. This is the Machlokes as you showed him, Prius Baal Chayv. Then we discussed later on, more in the Sif, we discussed that he's not mechuyev to be lahasker atzmoy. He's not mechuyev to hire himself out or to work for this malva till he pays off the chayiv. He doesn't have to do that. Certainly, debtor's prison, he's not mechuyev to go to jail for it. And then we discussed yet a third level, that even if he's masna, that he will do that and go to jail to work for the malva, it doesn't work because it's masna masha kosa b'taira. And believe that tonight I would like to go into these in Yanim a little bit more, and hopefully we'll continue and cover a little bit more ground. Let's go back to this Inyan of Prius Baal Chayv mitzvah. This is Sif Tezvav. In the middle of Sif Tezvav. So over there it says Prius Baal Chayv mitzvah. There's a machlokes achronim. Does a loiva have a mitzvah to pay even if the malva wasn't teveya? There's a ksois. It's man praying. He borrowed for 30 days. 30 days comes. Does he have to pay by himself on day 30? Does he have a mitzvah, Prius Baal Chayv mitzvah, to pay by himself? Well, no, his mitzvah is only if the malva is teveyim. Kozman, the malva is not teveyim, he could sit back 30, 40, 50 days, it's after the zman peroy. There's no mitzvah unless the guy is teveyim. If the guy is not teveyim, there's no mitzvah. Oh, 1 second. So the ksois doesn't say according to anyone. The ksois just says. The ksois says that yesoid godel. That which it says, Prius Baal Chayv mitzvah, needs a tefiyah. If the malva is not teveyah, the loiva doesn't have a mitzvah. He doesn't have to pay. If you want to take the ksois, stretch it a bit, then l'chayra, the loiva should make sure that the malva, he has an opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah, so he should try to get the malva to make the tviya. You know, he doesn't need the loan more than 30 days, and he wants to pay. And he has a chiv maybe to pay, right? But when he goes over to the malva, he should tell the malva, be tevem. He says, I get a mitzvah. If you're not tevem, I can have a mitzvah. Because the ksois holds that the mitzvah is only if you have a tviya. A paladic excise.
The
excise is in Kuv Dalet Siv Cotton Bays. That's excise. The Nesiva is often not over there, argues with the excise in Kuv Dalet Siv Cotton Aleph. The Nesiva says, not true. Even if you don't have Betfiyah, you still chayiv to pay. The excise brought a raya from Shvua. Excise brought a raya to Zaloka, that if a person makes a shua that he's going to pay, he doesn't have to pay unless there's a tefiyah. A loiva makes a shud, he's going to pay up the malva whenever it is at the zman aparai, and he doesn't have to pay unless there's a tviya. So you see, Zok Tekzois, it must be that there's no mitzvah to pay unless you have a tviya. Otherwise, if you made a shru, you're going to pay up. Are you going to have to pay? So Tekzias not a raya. You want to know Stam Das Bnei Adam. Stam Das Bnei Adam, when he makes a shua, vada, the ksais is gerech, his kavon is, when the malva needs the money, when the malva makes a tefiyah, then I'll pay. So that's what my shua was. But if you want to know, do you have a mitzvah, Prius Baal Chayv mitzvah, vada, they have a mitzvah without a tefiyah. That's nothing to do with your kavon, that's the Rebbeinu Shelolam. The Rebbeinu Shelolam gave you a mitzvah. The mitzvah is Prius Baal Chayv. That mitzvah you have, whether the tevay, whether the malva is tevay, whether the malva is not tevay, you zich have this mitzvah.
Doesn't the malva usually set a date?
He set a date. He got to pay in 30 days, right? And now comes the 30th day. Right, he has to demand. A loitik says he needs to demand it. If he doesn't demand it, then he don't have a mitzvah. Even if the date passed, you don't have a mitzvah. So Rabbi said this is a major machlokes. Ksois in the sivis, priest b'chayv mitzvah. Very sadistic. I don't know why it's not here. Priest b'chayv mitzvah. Is it with a tefillah only, or no? You have the mitzvah even without a tefillah. No, I don't think there's any right. I don't recall any rights from the Rishonim. Sorry?
Is that a shvuah?
Why? Because he has to pay anyway.
No, because he made a shvuah.
He made a shvuah that he's going to pay. So he will pay. Whenever the Mava isk, he's going to pay.
He's saying shvuah
is a mitzvah. Why is that? Okay, we'll discuss it. I found him that it works even more than a mitzvah. So we'll discuss that, maybe. But that is machloikis ksois in a sieve. It's the aprius b'chayv mitzvah is only with a tviya, or even without the mavas tviya, you still have a mitzvah. Lani is daiti, I think it's totally in this machloikis yishoinim. What's the makar of aprius b'chayv mitzvah? If you learn like Rashi, it's hin tzedek, you promise you're paying in 30 days, that's the deal. You made up, 30 days you're going to pay. So who cares, the guy makes a tviya or not? You promise you're going to pay 30 days, hin tzedek. You have to keep your word. La'ameis tvarecha. You got to keep your word. So if you promise you can pay in 30 days, you got to pay in 30 days.
He landed on condition that he'll pay.
Correct, 100%. So then, like Rashi, you're going to zichav that mitzvah, luchar, even without a tefillah. But if you learn like the Rishonim, the Ramban, and other Rishonim, he quotes it's Tashbat, Petzuot, it's Ritzvot. There are many Rishonim who learn that it's al Vishashat Neshaba, Yotzi Alecha Sa'ovit, Hachutza. What is the Pasuk talking? The Pasuk talking about with a tefillah. You want take a mashkin. Tari says, no, let's have a base. I stand outside, b'chutz tamo, stand there, and wait for him to bring it to you. But you came to collect, but don't go past the threshold. Don't go into the house, but he's going to bring it out to you. So that's with the tviya. If that's the makor for priest b'chayv mitzvah, so we only have a raya when there's a tviya. Without a tviya, we don't have a raya. So l'chayr, the machlekes k'seis nesivis, l'chayr is this machlekes rishonim. I didn't see anyone who sushed the hell l'chayr. It's l'chayr, that's what it should come out. Like these rishonim, the tamei, that's what it should come out. Like Rashi, you'll have the mitzvah automatically without a tviya. And like the other rishonim, you'll have mitzvah only with a tviya. L'chayr is a...
I'm not a big nafkamina. Let's say a guy doesn't have money. Right? So if the prison can't be tvei, and we see like Malaysia.
Good.
Okay. What's going to happen is the guy will never have an obligation to pay off his fight.
He'll never have the priest b'chayv mitzvah. But once he can't pay because he doesn't have money, you said. Once he gets the money, then he has the ability to pay, then the mava could be tevei him, and then he'll have the mitzvah, and then everything is fine. But Kol Zman. Right, okay, we're going to get to that tonight when we know more. All right. I know, that's not what you wrote in the deal. I know you could say that, but what you wrote in the deal was, I'm paying you in 30 days. It didn't say I'm paying you 30 days if you're tevei me. Beshvu is my shvu. So what was my kavana? My kavana, when I made a shvu that I'm going to pay, it means whenever you be tevei. But if we made a contract that I'm paying you in 30 days, that was the deal. My shvua is unilateral. I don't care what he thinks. It's up to do what I think, right? Majenka, when you have a deal with Yena, so he gave the money, al das kein, and I'm paying in 30 days. And I took it on those terms, the terms I got to pay in 30 days. So those are the terms I got to fulfill those terms. I'm going to have a mitzvah to pay, even without a tefillah. L'chayra. Now, I just want to be meisif for Nakuda, and that is, that maybe this helps out a little bit for Moshe's shayla, is that hergish, it's only a hergish, but even if you don't have the mitzvah priyas b'chayiv, but you still owe the money. Right? The money, the chayiv didn't disappear. You still owe the money. And avad, if you have nechasim l'mashal, this to l'shibud nechasim, you still owe that money. So I would venture to say that afilu le'tekseis, that you don't have a mitzvah without a tviya, but avad, you want to know, should you personally pay up this loan even without a tviya? Avad, you should pay up the loan. You owe the money. If you don't pay up, you still owe the money. I saw... There's a sefer, Divrei Yosha, there's a Rav Rosenthal, in the end of Simen Tes, he says similar thing. He says that even like to say, it's a mitzvah, that even like to say, you don't have the mitzvah, vada you mechuyiv to pay, because it's legar from mitzvah. He said, Tesis and Ksubis and Daf Nunvavim and Aleph says that how do we know the leiva has to pay? He said, it's a svarahu, pasha, if he borrowed it, vada he has to pay back. Okay, that might be in an extreme. If he never plans on paying, we could talk about, and that pasuk is not in the Torah, it's in Tanakh, whatever, good. But he says, just like Tosfos says, it's a svarahu, that if you borrow money, of course you got to pay back. So he says, l'chayre, that svarah you have, even without a tefillah, you borrow money, of course you got to pay back. So avada, you have a chiv to pay back, and avada, you should be paying back even without a tefillah. But if you want to, you mean mekayim a mitzvah deraisa of priest bal chayv, that mitzvah you don't have late tzeis until you have a tefillah. As I said, okay.
Two payments of not being a
gun, also. Again, what's the gun? Later, Rosh Hashanah, that's only if you don't plan on never paying. But okay, so I plan on paying whenever he's surveying me. So I'm not a later Rosh Hashanah. Whenever he's surveying me, I plan on paying. So I'm saying, I don't know if you have the later Rosh Hashanah, but you'll still have this. Priest Bachar.
You may have crying and paying 30 days. Not crying 30 days. Not paying 30 days, you don't pay.
Him. Right.
So
you owe money.
The guy gave you the money on Sinai. After 30 days, he wants his money back.
And if you don't fulfill the time, comes out, I'm afraid you are going to have the money. I got to stretch. Okay, we once discussed at the beginning of the seminar about Bach and then Rabina, like that.
The difference between a Priyash Balchov and the Svara, well, there's still a Chov, he has to pay.
No, avada, you have a chiv to pay. Do you want to know the mitzvah? The mitzvah is al tin tzedek. If we wouldn't have the mitzvah, it's tam you chayv to pay. But you don't have a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to shake a lulav. You have a mitzvah to pay. Hinen yirokum is the kind of mitzvah that I to pay. So without a tefillah, I don't have the mitzvah.
If you didn't have it in the Torah, where would be the...
Svara, it's a svara, that's what they said. It's a svara that a guy borrows money, of course he has to pay it back.
Why?
Because that's a svara. That's why he says, if you borrow money, of course, he didn't give it to you as a matana, you borrowed it, so of course you got to pay it back.
Maybe if without the Torah, it would be that I borrow money because I need it, and I don't have to pay it back.
That's not what you told the mama when you took out the money, right? He didn't give it to you as a matana, you borrowed it. It's a svarah. Okay, fine, let's go to the next nukudah. Comes along the achronim. So how do we pass between Ksais and Sivis? So comes along, there's a Nachal Yitzchak at the end of Simin Tes. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Gachon Inspector. He wants to say like this. He wants to bring a raya to the ksois. What's his raya? He says, by schiris poilim, you have a mitzvah b'yem titin skaroi and baltolin. And state over there, that when do you have a mitzvah b'yem titin skaroi? When do you have to pay the worker? If he makes a tviya. Because it says, le'isolim pula socha itcha. Has to be itcha means you're withholding it. It means he wants it, but you're withholding it. But if you're not withholding it because he doesn't want it, he didn't ask for it, straight in the Gemara, that you don't have the mitzvah of Baltolin, you don't have the mitzvah of Yemet Titin Skari. Comes along this man, even embellishes it. What does that mean? It's not itcha, midaitcha. What does that mean that if he doesn't ask for it? Because if he doesn't ask for it, it means that he's masking that you should hold on to it. It means he's happy that you're holding on to it and you didn't pay him yet. He's masking to it. So Zokta Nachal Yitzchak, you see from there, by Skriyas Poyelim, you see that Kozman, there's no tvia. It's as if the person is complacent, he's happy that you're holding on to it. So, and you don't have the mitzvah b'yom titin skari. So he says, we'll learn out from Tzchiris Pelem to kol ha-toyre kulo, even to Baal Chayiv, that kozman the ma'ov is not teveya, then it's as if he's happy that the leiv is holding on to it. Ma'mele, there's no mitzvah, priyas Baal Chayiv. As I said, Nachal Yitzchak. Now, just take a look of Pelet a tushtel. I can tell you, Avada the ma'ov really wants it. And Avadiv over there, the Pelet also really wants it. But to reach the love of Baal Tolin, or b'yom titin skari, it's only if you mamish withhold it against his wishes. Otherwise, it doesn't reach that level of chutzpah, that level of withholding, that level of denying his payment to reach the level of a lav. But you want to know if you have a mitzvah, why do you have a mitzvah? Why can't you have a mitzvah, priest Baal Chayiv mitzvah, even without it to you?
There's also a difference over there, the shadow of the lav was solid, of withholding his wages, that's a shadow. Right?
You're
not mechuyev to pay him, right?
You're mechuyev to pay him, right. Right, correct.
It's a little different. Here in
Shamu,
you have a mitzvah,
priest, bachai, mitzvah. You also vadech mechuyev to pay, like we just said, perhaps. Just, you don't have that mitzvah. So you won't say, you won't have the mitzvah of whatever the mitzvah is, of Isha Shata Noisha, without it, or Hin Tzedek, you won't have, I don't know which mitzvah is coming from, but whatever priest, bachai, mitzvah, you won't have it without a tviya. I saw there's a Tferes Yaakov in Bav Matiyah, Mishnayis, in Perek Tes Mishin Yud Beis, he brings down the Nachal Yitzchak. Actually, he doesn't bring down Nachal, he brings out the Ein Yitzchak, which Rabbi Yitzchak Kahan invited in Tshuvis, which is the same Rabbi Yitzchak Kahan, if you look it up. And he said, I don't understand what he's talking about. Ein Muvin, what does one have to do with the other? Okay, so he didn't like the Raya. But Rabbi Yitzchak Kahan held like the Ksais, and this Tferes Yaakov didn't hold like the Ksais, held for Pshitas like the Nesivis. Comes along the Achreinim, and they want to say for a whole different angle that the Ksais is right, for a totally different reason. The Achranim say like this, there's an Imri Bino in Gviyas Choyv Beis, and there's also Chuvah Zimra Yosh in Chelek Aleph Kuv Zayin. They're coming from a Riyaz. There's a Riyaz that's quoted by a Shilti Giboyim at the end of Baba Kama, which is actually brought down in the Shach in Simen Reish Lama Beis of Cotton Beis, I believe it is. It says like this, I'll give you a preface, a Gemara. First, we discussed this Gemara probably a number of times. The Gemara says like this, if I owe you money, whatever the cheshbon is, and I owe you $10, and I, by accident, quote-unquote, by accident, I slip and I'm paying you $10, and you find in your hand $11. You find $12. Or forget, I ask you for $10, and you to lend me money, $10, and all of a sudden I find $11 in my hand instead of $10. So Gemara Bava Metzia says, it's totally like this. If it's Bechadesha Das Toya, you know, the guy was counting singles, and by accident, singles were stuck to each other, or he miscounted. Says Bechadesha Das Toya, it was a mistake, you got to give back that extra dollar. However, states in the Gemara, if it's Bechadesha Na Das Toya, it doesn't make sense. You asked for $10, and all of a sudden you found $30. Let's say, it's not even that, it's not Mistava, there was any mistakes going on over here. So the Gemara says, then you're allowed to keep the money. Why? Because B'matana, he wanted to give it to you B'matana. Hashem Zoch, sorry? Okay, if you're paying back, that's a shaila about ribbis, if it is ribbis or not, but let's say at least if you're the recipient, you got it initially, it's a matona and you're allowed to keep it, you don't even have to tell them about it, you're allowed to keep the money. Kuzba matona, kivin litten, my friend, Zog Digmara, what happens if you're not so good with the guy, why would he want to give you matona? Zog Digmara, because probably he stole money from you, and this is the way he's trying to save face, he slips in over here, he has found an opportunity to pay you back, save face, gavaldik. Alright, what happens if he didn't steal money from you, someone else stole from money from you and was embarrassed, but knew that he was giving you matona, so gave the money to this guy to give to you. The kids, at the end of the day, no matter how you slice it, it's a matona. Because it's not mistava, there was a mistake. You're allowed to keep it. You don't even have to tell the guy. You have to bring it to his attention. State in many Rishonim, including the Riyaz, however, if the person who gave you the money by quote-unquote claims now that he made a mistake, he realizes he made a mistake, even though it's not mistava that he made a mistake, if he claims he made a mistake, yes, then you have to give him back the money. Ad kan the Gemara. Zok the Riyaz, from here you see, gazal de kazak. You see that when you lend money to somebody, the loiva doesn't have to pay the malva back until the malva makes a tviya. Because the malva certainly knows that the loiva has his money. And if he doesn't bother making a tviya even after this man, why not? Must be this is a raya b'matana kivin litnaloi. That we now know, l'mafreya, that when you went a week ago to borrow money from Reuven, Reuven didn't want to lend you the money. He wanted to save face, wanted to give it to you matana. So then he gave you the money b'matana then. Mitchila, you got the money matana. Just like you see in the Gemara, that if not mistavre, you made a mistake. So he gave you the money, he's missing the money. It must be that, oh, but matana kivin litnaloi. So here too, matana, if he's tvei, if the malva then makes it tvei, so now you know that, yeah, he really wanted to give you two b'teres alva. But if he doesn't make it tvei, there must be, hey, not a problem. Matana kivin litnaloi. Must be he gave it to you matana all along.
What is the
cutoff date? No, but Lailam Ved, if he never makes a tviya, must be it's right at Matana Nitnalai. But when he's tvei, then we'll worry about it. But Kozman is not tvei, there's no problem. I'll take it even further. Riyaz has a kasha. So how could the Gemara say, since I'm the kasha, how could the Gemara say by Shemitah? Talokha Shemitah's Meshametis. You don't have to pay him back. But you're supposed to say Afal Pikein, the Leib is supposed to go over to the mom and say Afal Pikein, take the money. So Shrek the Riyaz, why does the Leib have to say Afal Pikein? The mouth is not being tevea the money. And must be Matanik even lit in the Leib, because he's not being tevea. So Shrek the Riyaz, the case that the Gemara is talking about, that before Shemitah he was tevea, but you didn't pay him. And now Shemitah came, his hands are tied, Shemitah's Meshamit, still you have a mitzvah Afal Pikein to give it to him. But Enechanami, if the Mavu was never Tevea, then Enechanami, you don't have to give it to me after Shemitah. Because must be Matonic even no, like.
Oh, right. Because Shemitah came, he can be Tevea if he wants.
Oh. So what you see from the Riyaz Gevaldik, you see the Riyaz, that the Zman HaPrayin came before Shemitah, so he had plenty of opportunity in the sixth year to be Tevea, and he didn't bother. That's a Raya that must be Lamafrei, he wanted to give it to you Matana. Either Rai no longer exists now because it's already Shemitah and he can't ask for it anymore. So what? But I have the Rai from the sixth year. Why wasn't it to them in the sixth year?
Because
It was very Yegi's man up a right. Must be b'matana kiven l'tnalai. So therefore, b'matana kiven l'tnalai, I don't have to give it back to him. And the Gemara is only t'pella. The Gemara is only talking about where the Malva already made the tefillah before the Shemitah, and now we know he wasn't b'matana l'tnalai, and now it's gavaldik. But what you see from the Riyadh, they're going to bring out, because some Achredim sort of made this cross, maybe a mistake, we'll call it. They try to learn up the Riyaz, that the Riyaz is learning mitzad mechila. That kozman is not tevel, like it's an ongoing mechila of like havach zman. They don't pay me today, you can pay me tomorrow. But that's not the pshat. My raya is, first of all, that's not pshat in the Gemara, where it's coming from. V'antana kivin nitlanai means me kara. Second of all, as you see by Shemitah, once Shemitah came, you no longer have the raya that he still wants to extend the zman of Piroin, because he can't be tevel anymore. And yet, still the Riyah says that my svara passes to say b'mantana kivin nitlanai, because you should have been tevel in the 60 and you didn't bother. And lamai is a raya that from day one when you gave it to me, b'mantana kivin nitlanai. So Dr. Achreinim, from here's a raya to the Ksais is halacha, but lav mitam the Ksais. Not because priest b'choiv mitzvah you need a tviya, but because kozman is not teveya, there's no choiv. He gave it to you for matana. Until he's teveya, you don't have a choiv. Maybe he gave it to you for matana. You're allowed to assume that he gave it to you for matana unless he makes a tviya.
That svara is also not, the svara that we said that you have to pay back is also not here, like this reasoning. Not only is there no mitzvah, you don't have.
It's more fundamental, right?
You're saying there's a svara to pay.
Oh, you mean, yeah, right, like this svara, right, correct. Like the Riyaz and my svara, the Divrei Yeshua svara, right, would not be applicable, because that svara was before you have a chiv. Like the Riyaz, it's even better. It's fundamental. There is no chiv. Maybe he gave it to you matana. He's giving it to you matana. You don't have to pay him until he makes a tviya. Gavaldik Riyaz.
This
svara
looks so strong now, it's only.
It's even more than exoice. It's the halacha exoice of belav mitame. It's even more than exoice. There is no chayv till he makes a tefillah. There is no chayv because I assume he gave it to me matana.
Yeah, because there's a new fact. You hold his mochlet. It's not because
He's Michael, because he never started in the first place. He gave it to me matana.
There was a mitzvah to pay back, even if he doesn't mind you. That's what I'm saying. There is a mitzvah to pay back.
No, but he's pointing out correctly that loiter yoz, you don't even have a chiv altogether to pay back, because you never took a lahava.
Yeah, but then he's saying the
mitzvah's
not there because the chiv is gone.
Like to Riyaz.
If there was a chiyuv, there would be a mitzvah. That's what I'm saying.
If you know, there was
a right, it's not the tam of the ksois, it's the halach of the ksois v'lav mitame. Gevaldika, now, truth be told, let's talk halach alamaisa. The Shach, when he brings down the Riyaz, the Shudda Geberim's Riyaz, over there in Reish Lama Beis, Sfer Zois, Vadayim Tzarechin. That's in the Riyaz. Like, it's a big stretch to go from the Gemara to what the Riyaz wants to do.
You want me to say a bigger Kiddush? But the
Gemara said the Riyaz is okay. Yeah, in a Hanami. Okay, maybe I had other Kiddushim where it said that, but good. So, that's first of all. That it's not so much he's in Yech Dvar of Betzarechin. Second of all, is Libi Oimeli, and I know it's a major Machloikis, how to touch up the Riyaz, but Liba Oimeli, that the whole Riyaz is only applicable by Stam Hava. I took a Hava, I asked you for a loan, you gave me a loan. You never told me when to pay you back. Even though the mashmoiz of Hava means to pay you back, of course, but you never told me when. Because, man, you're not paroi, you're not being tevei me, must be, is a raya that must be you gave it to me matana. But
Stam Hava 30 days,
even Stam Hava 30 days, it doesn't mean that it was a. All right, there's a brisker rov, there's a lot of raid on it. It just means you can't be teveyed before 30 days. Once 30 days comes, then the gear is manapurai, now you can be teveyed. But it's not like we made up that I'm paying you in 30 days. And especially, like the Riyaz, if we now know that my frey, you never gave me the avos, you don't have stam avolam ajayim, right? But what happens if lechatchilo, when I borrowed the money, we made up, you told me, I want the money next Monday. So what could you tell me that there was no tviya? That was your tviya. You made the tviya right now. You couldn't have done it better. You were pretty clear about it, that this is not a matana, this is alva. I'm expecting the money back, not stam. Next Monday, I want the money back. So how could you tell me that it was b'matana kivin litnalai? Otherwise, why do you insist that he's paying back next Monday? I believe that the whole riyaz is only negeya by stam alva. But anytime you have a hava that you make as man perayin, you don't have the riyaz. That zman perayin shows you that the malva is makbet, that he wants the money back.
You make the tefillah like he forgot or something.
Yeah, he forgot, correct. The Akronim said, maybe he forgot, correct. Maybe he didn't want to be a nudnik. Maybe he was choshish, that maybe he don't have money and he was scared to be able to see a lake kanoisha. I don't know, maybe he has other cheshbainis, why? But the bottom line is if you make his man paroin, isn't that the biggest raya that you want the money back? It wasn't a matana? So I think the whole riyaz is only talking about stam avam. And mele, the whole riyaz is not shaykh to here. Because the machlek says and see, he's talking about where there is his man paroin. He gives man paroin. You want to know, do you have a priest, Baal Chayv Mitzvah on his man paroin without a tevia? I've time state, machlek is ksais nasivis. this, but the Riyaz has no shaykh. The Riyaz is talking about by Stamava. But Ein Chanami, if you make up a Zman Peroin, the Riyaz would have never said as Alaka. And Ein Chanami, at the end of the day, Rabbi, you say, we're back to a Machloikis Ksois Nesivis. When you make up a Zman, and the Malvu is not Teveh, you Makayim a Mitzah not. So if you want to pay back a Choyv, like I said, to Chaperain the Mitzah, even though it's Ksois, better tell the Malvu to be Teveh, you, so you can Makayim a Mitzah. All right. I know, but that's tried is because the Gemara already says that maybe he's embarrassed, so he's mavliya the money. Also in the Gemara, I said I'm giving you $10. He already gave you $11. Third says that's the way to do it, not to embarrass the guy. So I could just give you some of all. Why did I have to insist? I want the money back by Monday. What did I do that for? That shows that it's not just a cover up. It shows that this is really going on here. There's a real havo here. I want the money back. I don't want to give it to you, Madonna.
The lender asked, he said, came out to Mark, said, can I borrow money? He said, sure, here's money. I'm borrowing you money.
Right.
So this, they said, he's lending money is still... That's
but correct, because his kavan is, he wants to save face. He stole money from the labor, whatever it is, and he's trying to save face. So this is how he slips the money to the labor without spilling the beans, without embarrassing him, without embarrassing the labor.
And even when he's kavan, he killed us, he can't say that's fire, or I'm saying it's...
No, because if you kavei, why are you kavei for? You're doing something actually you didn't have to do. Why are you kavei as man parain for? Must be that you want the money back. You really want the money back. I got a sort of a revid hazav and chumish. He says a little different than Kimti. He wants to be in Pashim Mishpatim, I think, rather. He says that the Riyaz is talking about only where the loiva is an ani, and really you want to give him tzedakah, and you don't want to embarrass him, so therefore you give a bateri, you camouflage a bateri as halva. But in a claim by a regular story of how the Riyaz wouldn't have said it as alaka. That's his way out of the Riyaz. Okay, but.
The more shadow is really only going to be late, right? Isn't that the shadow there?
Correct.
The main thing, the $10 you gave in the first place.
Yeah, because that, I said, made me like the Riyadh, it should be, yeah, in a chanami. Okay, fine, fair enough. All right, Rabbi Isaiah, good. That's one Nakudia. Let's move on. The second part of Sif Tezvav, which we discussed last week, is that a person doesn't have a chiv to go work. He owes money, priest bachoyv mitzvah, yet still he doesn't have a chiv to hire himself out and to work. Doesn't have the chiv. How come? How do we know he doesn't have the chiv? So the Tshuva Zerush says in Nayin Chetz Beis, Tshuva Zerush says that the tam is because he looked in the pasuk. The pasuk says Yetzi Alecha Esavit Hakutza. That's all he has a chiv to do. Shliach Bezin standing on top of the guy, trying to force the guy to pay, and all he has to do is bring you out the mashkin. He's not mechiv to get up and now work to pay off the loan. That's the Rush. And the Rush continues, Nishna Adam, if you're going to force him to work for the Malvo or to put him into jail, so that's like another problem, because the state Nimka Begnev Asai, the Loi Behalva Asai, just because he takes it out of void, doesn't have Chiv to sell himself like an Eved and hiring himself out to you, that he can't back out Schiris Poilim in an oifen that the Poil is Meshubit to work and has no way out, cannot break that contract, can't get out. That's avdus. And that is not mechuyev to do. And that's the halacha. A poel, whenever he hides himself out, the halacha is that the poel is yachal lachza bechatzi ayoyim. Why? Because he shouldn't be an eved. Kli bnei Yisrael avadim, v'lo avadim, l'avadim. He has always a right to back out. He's allowed to be chayza bechatzi ayoyim. Even if he hides himself out for a day, he's allowed to be chayza not to be an eved. Whereas a lamashal, a kablon,
to the employer, because
he could do a lot of damage. But that's taken halacha. Yeah.
Can't find another one.
And the Konami, so if it's a Dova Ovid, maybe he'll have other problems that he can't back out. But Benastami has a right to back out. Whereas a Kablin, I want to bring out a Nakuda, a Poyle who works by the hourly wage, you pay me per hour, I'm an Evid to you. A Kablin who's not getting paid per hour, is getting paid for the Uftu, for the job. You make me a Shtenda. I made you the Shtenda. To two-wife something, so I'm working on my own time. I'm not working for you, I'm working for myself, and I'll give you the final product. A Kablin is never considered an Evid, and a Kablin is not allowed to back out the Emsa HaMalacha. Because he's not an Eved. He doesn't have the special compensation that an Eved or a Poyel has. Okay, but that's state. That you can't force me to work.
Why can't you force him to be a Kabbalah?
Oh, very good. We're going to get to it. Blina tonight we'll get to if you can force him to be a Kabbalah. Excellent, Shaila. Fine. Hopefully we'll have enough time. Good. So now, we're talking about by a Poyel. So by a Poyel, it says you can't force him to work. Now, I just want to bring out a Nakud, just hold for a second, is that the Mechaba continues, that if you masna with him to work, he still doesn't have to work, because now you're being masna mashakasa b'toira, utnai bato, which issa were you just masna against? That, the Rishonim say, the Tshuva Rivash Tav Pei Dalet says, that's the issa of kli b'nei Yisrael avadim v'lo avadim l'avadim. This issa, now allowed to be an Eved. If you're being masna, that he has to work for you and he can't back out, that's avdus. That's being over the raisa. That you can't do. It's masna mashukasa
b'torah. Last week you made a point that masna mashukasa b'torah is nai kayam by ksufim.
But correct by Mormon, and we pointed out to Makloi because we showed him that this is considered Ladovich Mormon or not, and the way we pass him, like the Rash, but the Rosh, and the Machab over here, that this is not considered Dovich Mormon, it's considered Tsar Haguf. Just like if you've been Masna Sharksus Voino, it only works for Sharksus, but not for Oino because it's Tsar Haguf. So too, the Tsar Haguf, that he has to work like an Eved, he can't back out, he has no way out. He's an Eved, he's Meshubi to work, that's Avdus, that's against the Torah, and that's Issa, that's Tsar Haguf, that's not Mormon, and it doesn't work. It's Masna Mashukas B'Torah.
I'm getting to his case of Kabbalah. Why can't I just make a deal with him? He should work for me 10 hours. But it doesn't have to do it consecutively. The whole thing of the Poel B'Chatzi Yom.
Good. Belina, hopefully if we have time, we'll get to this too. Okay? Fine. So let's now go. I just want to bring out that the reason why he's not a mechuyev to work, that's because it doesn't say in the pasuk. It says yetzi lekas of it. The reason why, even if he's master, he can't work, that's because he's over the rights of Kli B'nai Yisrael Avodim, and that's master Mashukas B'Torah. So now, I want to bring out a bunch of halakas. So last week we discussed whether he has to do a regular schiris regila. There was a Chuvus Radvaz. We said, not like the Radvaz, the Ravad, that you can't even force him to work a regular type of work. And Baruch Hashem, this week I found in a sefer, it's like 200 years old, it's called Tal Oiris, over there on Daf Chaf Amin Aleph. He takes the Radvaz and just rips it apart and says, it's not true, Avada, you can't force him to work even as Chiris Regila. Baruch Hashem. Fine. I want to know another halakha. Litvaya me'acherim. There's a ksois in Simin Tes, Sifkat Aleph, who says that if somebody owes the loiva money, or somebody owes the loiva ribis, or somebody owes the loiva hagzaret sheikhad, the loiva gave a dain sheikhad, the dain has to give it back to this loiva. And the halakha is, let's say you go like Maklok is a poik, and you go that you only mechuyev to give back ribis or to give back sheikhad if you make a tviya. So the Mava goes over to the Leiva and says, you better make a tefiyah and get back to Sheikhad and get back to Ribis because you owe me money. You have a mitzvah, priest, balkai, mitzvah. The Leiva says, I'm not interested. I don't want to make the tefiyah. I'm happy with dying to have the money. I'm happy for my Mava to have the money. I'm not interested in having the Ribis back. I'm going to go make a tefiyah to get it, to give it to you. What do I gain from it? Mali Litzara, as I said, rather them have the money than you have the money.
And Shibuddha to Rav Nassim?
So Shibud HaNasan is an excellent kasha. The problem is that it's Batala Yisrael, Batala Binyan. Shibud HaNasan only starts if he owes you the money. Hayyos, we hold like, you're going in those paiskim that he doesn't owe you the money until you make a tviya. So there's no Shibud HaNasan. The dying doesn't owe me the money yet. The mava doesn't owe me the ribis until I make a tviya. And I refuse to make the tviya. Why should I make the tviya for? I'm going to get the money and give it to you. I want to make the tviya for that. So there's no Shibud HaNasan either.
If there's no tviya, and at least he's not
a kind of mitzvah. No, if there's no tefiyah to the mava doesn't owe me back the ribbis yet. So you can't invoke Shibud Ram Dasan either. He doesn't owe it to me yet. So the Ksoi says over there that b'negeh to ribbis and sheichad, if you hold like the shita, that you need a tefiyah, you are allowed to be koyf for him to make the tefiyah. He is mechuyev. It's priest b'choyev mitzvah, and he's mechuyev to make that tefiyah. He's mechuyev to be today, his choyev is from acherim kosher came. Madak, he's... Here, he doesn't owe you the money until you make a tefiyah, mechuyev to the tefiyah. But if someone owes the money, avadin is mechuyev to collect it, because that's not avdis, I'm not forcing to be an avid. That's someone owes the money, and he has the wherewithal to get money to pay me, he has a chiv, that's priest b'chayv mitzvah. All right. There's a pischei mishpat who kles a shayla, the certain ofanim, that a malva could only collect from a loiv if he makes a shvua. Neshbayim v'naitlin. Could you force a loiva to make a shvua to collect from his loiva to be able to pay me back? Is that also b'chlar priest b'chayv mitzvah? And he's masupik, because he says the loiva might want to say, I'm not interested in making shvuas. People are supposed to stay away from shvuas. You're not supposed to get involved in shvuas. Even shvuas, embassy, not supposed to get involved in. So he's blibes terachin, maybe I'm not mechuyev to make that tviya with a shvua. I'll make the tviya, but not with a shvua. I'm not mechuyev to make a shvua, just pay up this, to pay up the chayv.
The only reason you'd have to is you're saying priest b'chayv mitzvah. Why would that mitzvah make this considered not there to make a shvua altogether? So I can't do the mitzvah. You say, I say don't know sense or something? It says you're not allowed to make the
shuah. You're allowed to make a shuah, but I don't want to make the shuah. So maybe the chiyav, a priest b'chayv, doesn't force me as a vayit to make the shuah in order to collect. All right, fine. What about another shayla, common day shayla, unfortunately? I'll have a time to discuss this. Is a person mechuyev to collect tzedakah for it? Guy in Israel owes money. There's mechuyev to go to America and could go from door to door, lachzer al ha'pesach, to collect tzedakah. Do they have that chiyav or not? He's not working for anybody. He's independent. But is he it's his own franchise, a business to go collect tzedakah? Is he, can I force him to go collect tzedakah? Nah. The last time he made a chasen, he came to collect tzedakah. That's not the problem. But now he says, why should I, Bishop, for my daughter, I'm willing to collect tzedakah, but for you, I should go collect tzedakah to pay you back. What's that business? Why do I have that chiyuv for? That's a shayla. The Minchas Pitim over here says that a person's not mechuyev to collect tzedakah in order to pay back a chayv. What is raya? Kashtet in Yoridei in Reish Nun Gimel Sif Yud Beis, the halacha is that if somebody goes collect tzedakah and now the Bali Chayvis wants to collect that money, to be toifis that money that he collected, the halacha is Akta Machabi is not allowed, the Bali Chayvis are not allowed to take that money. They're not allowed to take that money that he collected. Is the charei zaktam in chespitim? You see from there that a person's not mechuyev to collect tzedakah to pay back bali chayves. I say zaktam in chespitim. One sec, we'll get to what?
Now, they have something else for something else.
Very good. We're going to get to it. Now, it's not only Minchas Pitim, the Ulam and Mishpat says the same thing as well, that from there is a raya, that you see that a person is not mechuyev to go collect tzedakah. What's Merav's in Igra is, you're right, what's Merav's saying, if you look in the Makor over there, the reason why Bali Chayvis can't touch the money that he collected is because he collected under the pretense to support himself. The people who gave him, the Nadvanim who gave him money, never gave it to the Oni Aldas that he's now going to take the money and pay off Chayvis. So that's why the Bali Chayvis can't touch that money. It's not because he's not Mechuyev. Maybe he's Mechuyev to pay back the money. Just he can't. He's not allowed to take this money that he collected because that's being Meshanim, Midas, the Noisnim. The Noisnim didn't give it to him Aldaita Dorchei. They gave it to him Aldaita de Panosa, not Aldaita that he's going to pay back all the Chayvis. And I'll bring you the biggest riot, Poshet, is that the Ramah continues. The Ramah says, but if when he made the Gviya, they wrote in the tzetlok, they hang tzetlok on the wall, they hung tzetlok, and he's also a big Baal Chayiv. So people know that he's a Baal Chayiv, and people know that when they gave the money, the Baal Chayiv is running after him. Then the Baal Chayivs are allowed to snatch that money that he collected to pay themselves. You see that it's only because the kavana of the Noisnim, whatever the Noisnim want. But if the Noisnim entertain that he might use the money for paying off Chayivs, then yes, then he's Mechuyiv to pay up Chayivs with that money. So Adarabba, forget, where do you have a right from there that you're not Mechuyiv to go collect stock? It's Maraf Sinigra. Nishnadem, there's a Chuvis Maram Sheik and Erechai Simon Shin Lamed Aleph, I believe. Yeah? He says, Mufurish, that a person is Mechuyev to collect money, Lagzer al Apsachim, because Priyas Bal Choyv Mitzvah. And he says a beautiful klal. He says like this. He says, we find some mitzvahs that you're not Mechuyev to be Lagzer al Apsachim, and we find other mitzvahs that you are. What's Epis? He says a beautiful klal. He says, any mitzvah which is Beinoy Lebein Hamakim, it's a mitzvah that you have to shake a lulav. If you don't have the money, you're a noinis. You would like to be a kind of mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzav makshava l'maisa. Since you're a noinis, you can't fear a dois, that you get the scar of the mitzvah. You wanted to be a kind of mitzvah. You had a makshava to be a kind of mitzvah. You can't. You're a noinis. He said, but any time the mitzvah is ben adam l'chaver type of mitzvah, the mitzvah is to give something to someone else, you think that someone else cares about your makshava? He's not being mistarifit l'maisa. He, the bottom line, never got paid. So you could have all the intent, I would love to pay my Baal Chayiv back. I just can't. That doesn't make the Baal Chayiv pay back. That doesn't help. So Mireli says, any mitzvah that for somebody else's te'eles, you can't use this chesed, and you're mechuyev to work. And he says, you're mechuyev to be lagzer al apsachim in order to pay priyas bal chayiv. Agav, he says also by Chanukah, Neres Chanukah, he says, since it's pasumi nisa for other people, therefore you're mechuyev lagzer al apsachim. He stretches it a bit. He said, that's also because the takana was for other people. So then you're mechuyev, because you have a makshava toivet to light neris, but no one's going to see the presumi nisa. So therefore, it doesn't work. You got to be lagzal abzakim. That's his kalal godom. But kids, it is mefurish maram shik that you are mechuyev to be lagzal abzakim, not like the ulam and mishpat, and not like the minchas pitim.
How do you collect? You have more than shim sadin?
You have to collect whatever it takes to pay off the bal chayiv.
Says you've got to be glaive if there's a sign that
would have, right,
has to have more than
Shim Sadin. Correct, 100%, right. All the way right. That's a stomach lock that he can never take his basic necessities. Right, correct. But he came to America, collected real time. So, okay. I found tonight in the Ulama Mishpat has a sefer called Chadrei Deya. So I looked up the Chadrei Deya over there in Yoridea on Reish Nun Gimel. So there he says in Tesanta Cheshbon, He has a kasha, this is all the shitasai, but that's where he was coming from. He has a kasha on the halakha. Why can't you take the money and pay off your bali chayvis? Why can't the bali chayvis get your money? Because the noisim only gave it to you, adas kain, that you should eat panasa and not pay off your bali chayvis. He says that we have find other cases that Oni is allowed to be mashana, the money for other purposes. He collected for one tzarek, he's allowed to use it for another tzarek. So why can't he take the money and use it for another tzarek and pay off the bali chayvis? So after luma mishpat, mikan, pshat is a new pshat in the halacha. Avadi he could. He's just not mechuyev to. Why isn't he mechuyev to? Because he's never mechuyev to go collect a duck in order to pay bali chayvis. So he's not mechuyev to collect a duck in the first way to bali chayvis. Then he's not mechuyev that once he has the tzedakah to be mishane it to pay off his bali chayvis. In the Ramah we're talking about where Yigrada ended up collecting it for even your bali chayvis. So now the bali chayvis have a right to collect the money. How does it stem with his cheshen? Because his cheshen was, because Kozman, and we understand him, is Kozman, it was earmarked for this, I don't have a chiv to be meshane it. But once I already collected for the Bala Chayvis, and now the Bala Chayvis to take the money, because it was for that purpose as well. Now they have a right to grab the money. But I'm not mechuyev to go. Oh. So Mele Lashitase, that's where he's coming, and he comes to argue with the Tumim, mind you, and the Sivis and the Tumim, he's trying to argue with them to say the Shtikul Torah. So that, yeah, loy the Shtikul Torah, then it makes sense. So he spared that whole Allah over there is gebait on fundamental that you're not mechuyev to go collect a duck in order to pay. Mamela, he says, oh, Mekan, from the Israeli, that you're not mechuyev to do so, because otherwise, why can't we force him to be mishanda the money and use it for a different purpose? Okay, Lamais says, Kasha is not the end of the world, and he's arguing with the Tumim. I think Kaputa, we could go not like him, and like the Chuvis Maram Sheikh, that you are mechuyev to collect a duck. Let's take it to the next step. One more is that Ulam Mimishra now goes out on a limb and says, that since it says in this halacha that you're not mechuyev to go work, so the ulam mishpat hu adin, if you end up going to work and making money, you have a right to say, I want to use this money to support my wife, to support my kids. I'm not mechuyev to give it to the malva.
Why can't you say it with tzedakah just
before? So rather the ulam mishpat holds he could. Right? And the Mulam Mishpat says, where am I coming from? From tzedakah. You see him by tzedakah that once you collected the tzedakah, you're not mechuyev to give it. Why? Because Meikari didn't have the chiv to do so in the first place. So see here, since you see in this halacha that you're not mechuyev to go work in the first place, Mamela, even if you do work, you're not mechuyev to take the money that you made from working and pay off your bal chayv.
Why do you have a mechuyev? Why do you have a mechuyev?
Every the same halacha. Since I'm not mechuyev to go work, right?
So every person who does work is not mechuyev to take that money and pay it off. Mamish merav se nigra. I shtet mufush alach and simen tzadik tes that if a guy doesn't have money, you make him make a shvua that if he ever sees a penny in his life, that first penny he sees has to go to the bal chayv till the bal chayv is paid off. And even if he makes his marviach, he has to give it to his bal chayv and not to his wife and kids, even bonav ketanim who are relying on him and he has a mitzvah to support them, still he has to take that money and give it. So that halacha is talking about when he makes revach boif and acher, I don't know, he wins money in the stock market, I'm not sure what he's saying, but he's not doing it through work. But since you see from here, he's not mechuyev to work, so even if he does work and makes money, he doesn't have to pay off the bal chayv. Meravsin igra. Mamish meravsin igra. It's not the pashas over there, the pashas of Paiskam is not true. Avada, Mashmoy says, Avada, even if you make it through working, Avada, that money has to go straight to the mouth and not to the wife and kids. Mamish apella. I'm not even sure what he even fadined in lumdis. Lishitasoi, that if you're not mechuyev to work, then even if you do work, you don't have to pay the malva. Well, lishitasoi, you're not mechuyev to win the lottery, so even if you win the lottery, you shouldn't have to give it to the malva. And you're not mechuyev to win the stock market, so then if you do, you don't have to get the malva. I'm not sure what he's fadining b'chlau by saying it. Marasenig, and his whole shtickle is gebait lishitasoi on his shtickle and tzedakah, v'al harishenim on the mitzdarim, that we have a maram shik and a tumen faket.
How much does tzedakah more than the shimasavim?
Why not? It's
tzedakah.
No, not sure. Tzedakah is to live off a whole year. Whereas Mashenka Misajin is only Lamed Yoyim for certain things. All right. And not only that, an Oni who doesn't have 200 Zuz is allowed to take a million in one shot.
This book is for you.
Sorry?
This book is someone who's without a capital, right? This is
correct.
Very specific work.
Correct.
Stock market, any proceeds from that or a capital.
But l'chayri, that's also meshubit to paying off a kaiv. Any revak that he ever makes, he's going to have to pay off.
Correct.
Here it's specific by your schiris. Correct. All right. I just want to say that maybe maybe we could fadin have a ulam hamishpat type of halacha. We could create ulam hamishpat. That is, that the pole is now let her work. And that's sorry, no. He doesn't have to work. And mamela, the pole can make up with his new boss whenever he gets hired. That here's the terms. I'm willing to hire myself out for you, but you don't owe me the money. You owe my wife the money. You owe my kids the money. You don't owe me the money. I'm working for you. It's like medina evikanani. I'll work for you, but you don't owe me the money. You owe my wife the money. So mamela, then enekanami. Then you could tuive that alaka. At no point in time did I ever see a penny. Because all the money is not mine. His taka doesn't have to get any money. It belongs to my wife. And my wife's not mechuyev to pay off the schayv.
What does it mean? Why are you paying my wife?
Because I worked for you.
So it wasn't me. That was the Edson, you really owe me money.
No, medin evikanani, you never owed me the money. Medin evikanani is I gave you my work, and the tchilas achiv was never to me. Even the ascholas achiv was directly to my wife.
She
commanded. Avada she commanded. If I do that, avada she commanded. If I give money to an adin, the evik goes out free. The evik never gave the money to adin, because when I give the money to adin, that's for his evik's credit, so automatically the evik goes out free. So I gave my work to the adin, and that's on my wife's credit, so to speak, so my wife deserves the money.
How would it be a bad pile? Bad pile.
Right.
Why are you paying me?
Why are you paying? Because I worked for you.
So therefore, so it means you owe me money.
Because my work, that was the deal.
Credit my wife's account.
Not credit, no. Not if I worked for you, Stam, and at the end of the day, I tell you, instead of paying me, pay my wife. No, then that's if you paid me. That's midin ariv. That's when you pay my wife, it's as if you paid me. No, that I'm not saying. I'm saying, mitchila, I make up with you that you never owe me the money. You only owe my wife. I'm going to work for you on behalf of my wife. So then maybe I never saw a penny. I'm not saying you're allowed to do this like achila, but if you did do it, you never saw the money. You never owned the money, so maybe the bachoyf can't get to it.
And your wife because of the work that you did.
Correct. But I'm allowed to do work. And you can't force me to work for you. So I'm doing work, but I never saw a penny of it. So my mail goes straight to my wife, so it should be fine. No, you never owe me the chayv. Mitchila you owed it directly to my wife. All right. Sorry? Please, my chayv is the gewaltige mitzvah. I would have money. I just don't have the money. I don't have the money, and I'm not mechuyev to work. All right, Rabbi said, let's.
Rambans call him a double for Shushat Torah?
Definitely. Okay, fine. Let's continue. Okay, Rabbi said, here comes a very major Yisoid to take a thing. I hope we have time to finish this because it's a Gevaldika Yisoid. Sorry? So we'll do it at the Almanash and Labar Rishos Boit. Yeah, good. And then she should use it for her Tzrachim. We'll make it specific, like those who should have done. Good. All right. Let's be medayik to machaber, Rabbi. So let's just go back to this halacha because it's a very important halacha. It says, "Avol ein koyfin oisei lahaskir atzmoi." You can't force him sift hazav. You can't force him to work. V'loy las shum malacha and not to do any malacha. What's the double lashon? The double lashon is as follows: you can't force him to work for others. You can't force him to go into the workforce. V'loy las shum malacha, and even if not for other times of ever, chach. He owes you money, work with him, let him work for you, for the malva, let him do malacha for you till he pays you back. That you can't do either. Kedei lefraya, that you now let her do. And then continues the mechaber. So the first halacha is that you can't force him to work for others or for you. Then, now the mechaber says, afil hisna latzma, sheet for some malves gufoy, that you're going to take over his body. Because of lezeh b'shtar, he made this tanayin d'shtar, einu moyel. Now, what does it mean you're taking over his guf? That implication is that you're going to either put him in jail or he's going to work for you. So that mechaber says, no, einu yochol loy lo asra, you can't put him in jail. V'loy l'shtabed boy, and you can't make him work for you. Now, the mechaber left out a very important nekuda. But could I force him to work for somebody else if I make the tanai? Mechaber sort of has two different cases. One case is stam without asna, you can't force him to work for you or for others. Then comes along the mechaber, if I make it tonight for working for you, that doesn't work, it's masa mashakaz batoya. But mechaber left it a major case. I'll make it tonight that he has to work for somebody else. Don't work for me. But you gotta work for somebody else. You have to earn a living. You gotta earn money to pay me back. Could I do that or not? Is that a problem? Is that Masa Mashakos Vatariya or not? Let's take it apart. What does that mean? Why is it Masa Mashakos Vatariya? Because Kalibine Yisrael Avadim, V'lay Avadim, L'Avadim. To make a guy work, to force him to work when he doesn't want to force him to work that he doesn't have the ability to be Chayza, that's Avdus. And that you're not allowed to do. That's why every Pole is allowed to be Chayza B'Chatzi Hayom, not to be that Avid. But if I'm not forcing him to work for me, I'm forcing him to work for somebody else, maybe that's not avdus. Don't work for me. Pay for somebody else.
He's getting paid.
What's the difference? Okay. So let's take this apart. Let me show you that there is a difference, and then we'll explain the reason why there's a difference. There's halacha, Rabbi Yisai, Baruch Hashem, we're all married. There's halacha that you make a ksuba, ana eflak, va'ike, va'fanis. I'll work, and I'll support my wife. Mezainis, yeah, there's such a ksuba. Even in Koila, there's such a ksuba. Yes, you're going to work to support your wife. As I state, right? The makhluk is vishayinim rabbeinu Eliyahu v'rabbeinu Tam. Taisin ksuba stuff, samach gimel amir aleph, I believe it is, brings us a makhluk. Rabbeinu Eliyahu holds that if a husband doesn't have money to support his wife, you could force him, kaifin aysai, to work. You gotta work. Toshteta Naksuba, Vana Eflak, he brings a rifle Naksuba. You gotta work. Zakra Ben Atam, no, you do not have to work. I state in Naksuba, Ana Eflak, it's a toyis. Ana Eflak doesn't mean you're gonna hire yourself out to somebody else. That you're not mukhiv to do. Ana Eflak means that you're gonna garden your own karka. You're gonna plant and harvest and bring home the vegetables. So you'll have something to be mefanasa. You bring home the fruits and vegetables so you'll be able to provide food for her. But to work for somebody else, you're not mechuyev to do. It's a machloikis, Rabbeinu Eliyahu and Rabbeinu Tam. In Rabbeinu Eliyahu, the Rosh and Tshuva 9 Ches Beis is masupik. Does Rabbeinu Eliyahu hold that meikah din you mechuyev to work? Or you only mechuyev to work because you made the tnai in the ksuba of aneflak. Without tnai, maybe mezainis, you won't be mechuyev to work meikah din. But because you made the tnai, that's why you mechuyev to do. Memezak the Rosh, but negeya to other bali chayvis. If you don't make the tnai, then Rabbeinu Eliyahu would be meide that you're not mechuyev to work. Vaistais van der Rosh, a diik, that if you would make the tnai by shar chayvis, then you would be mechuyev to work like Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Just like when you make a tanai, when you bring mefanes your wife, you mechuyev to work. So too, if you make a tanai that you're going to pay up your baal chayv, you mechuyev to work. I want him to avdis. You're an eved. So I think it's pashut. How can I be an eved? What does avdis mean? Avdis means I'm your eved, I'm your poyel. Who am I an eved to? To my wife or to my baal chayv? I can't be their eved because I'm not working for them. I'm working for somebody else.
Poyel and an eved is the same.
Poyel and eved is the same. If a poyel can't back out, if you force him to work, that he can't back out, if a kaifen lishtabit, that's avdus. You're going to force me to work, but not for you, for somebody else. So, I'm not working for you, so I'm not your eved. Somebody else I'm working for? Well, for somebody else, I'm allowed to be choyza. I don't have a deal with that somebody else I'm not allowed to be choyza. The only reason I'm not allowed to be choyza to the somebody else is because of you. Means, as somebody else, I have a right to be choyza whenever I want. I just can't, because the second I'm be choyza, I'm delinquent on my obligation to you to work. So it's a catch-22. But mitzad my pu'ula to yena, I'm not mechuyev to work all the time. I can back out whenever I want. So maybe that's not avdis, not to you, because I'm not working for you, and not to yena. And I'll say it even better. Lemaisa, I could back out from yena. Let's say you force me, I have to hire myself. Yeah, see, the job's open. I got to hire myself out. I have to go for a first classified Ruvain. Okay, I'm working for Ruvain. While I'm working for Ruvain, you know what? I don't like Ruvain. He's a pain. He's not paying me enough. And I see another classified that could work for Shimon. Could I back out of Ruvain? Sure. I'm allowed to back out of Ruvain and now work for Shimon. You're on my back. My Baal Chayv's on my back. I got to work. I'm working. Calm you live. I'm working. I'm just not working for Ruvain. I'm working for Shimon. I'm going to work straight. I won't break. Take a break. I'm working straight for somebody. But I don't have to work for any individual. So how could you make me an Eved? I'm not your Eved because I'm not working for you. I'm not Ruvain's Eved because I could back out of Ruvain and work for Shimon. I'm not Shimon's Eved. I could back out of Shimon and work for Levi. And so on and so on. So I'm nobody's Eved. So I have a right to back out. I'm an Eved to work, but to nobody. Right? So if I'm ever to work for nobody, so there's no Adon. Who's my Adon? There's no problem, by the way, to be an Eved. You have to be an Eved to Hashem. The problem is you can't be an Eved to somebody else. There is no somebody else that I'm an Eved to. There's no Adon. Who's my Adon?
The same rationale for the
Balchov. The Balchov is if you have to work for me and you can't back out of working for me, you got to work for me. I've been Meshabit and you goof too, you pay me up. So then you're my Eved.
Balchov doesn't care who we work for.
He might not care, but to make a deal that he has to work for me
until it's paid off
and he's not let it back out, that's avdus. But here I'm making a deal with him, I'm not going to work for you. I'm going to work for somebody till your chai is paid off.
He said you work for me and And he doesn't say you can't back out.
Oh, so that's a big deal. So he'll back out right away. So what does that help you?
That
does not help you anything. It only is that you have to work Stavazoi.
But then he said, you got to pay me.
Oh, so if you do that, so that's basically you're saying the same thing. You're making up with him that you got to work for somebody. Maybe that's not a problem. Dosh Teitin Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that you have a right to do it. That's without a tonight. You want to know Prius Balchoiv, a regular Prius Balchoiv, do you have a mitzvah? The mitzvah doesn't include even working. Because Shaitan Abbasik only Yeti Alecha Havadachutza. More than that, we don't see in the Abbasik. But you want to make a tonight. The reason why you can't, because you Matsum Hashukasa Batek Libanei Yisrael Avodim. But that's not over here, because there's no Avdis. I'm not anyone's Evid. I'm, like you said, I'm Evid to work, but not to any Avdis. So it's not a problem. So Mamela Kumtoi, Late Rabbi Niel Yo, you're Mechuiv to work. Zok. The Urim of Ian Sivkot and Lamed Zayin, and the Orach Hashuk and Paskins Halacha Lamaisa, that if you make up with a guy that he has to work for somebody else, it's going to be totally on this Machloikas Yishanim. Loit Rabbeinu Yo, you're Mechuyiv to do it, and it's not a problem of Avdis. And Loit Rabbeinu Tam, it is a problem of Avdis, and you're not Mechuyiv to work. Isaiah Zak to Tumim and the Orach Hashuk and Halacha Lamaisa.
What value is there in that statement that they can work for somebody else if he can always back out?
No, I will never be able to back out for someone else unless they have another job lined up. I'll make sure I get paid. Because you got to work. You can't step out of the workforce unless you have somebody another job. You got to work till you pay me up. To work, but not to anyone. To whom? To whom?
He's an Ebed to the second person.
No, because when I get back out, I'm going to work for a third person. I could. I'm allowed to back out from the second if I find a third job.
Well,
and the third one, if I find a fourth job.
What?
I'm not an Ebed to anybody.
Make a tonight that he has to plant potatoes.
To make a tonight and plant potatoes, but I got to plant potatoes now? What do you mean?
Yeah, he comes up to my pro, you have to be a poem.
So you have to be a poem. Now we'll make a tonight.
You know?
Sorry?
Like
Rabbeinu Eliyahu holds that for other people he could do it. I can't be. Rabbeinu Eliyahu is not making a tonight that I got to work for my wife. Not working for her, I'm working on her behalf. I'm working for somebody else to pay and be mavanis, my wife. And Rabban Tam holds that it doesn't work. That you're not mechuyev to work to be mavanis, your wife. So they say that it should be totally in this machlokes Yishanim over here. I'll go even further. Zok the Machne Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim, Rabbi, so you can look it up. It's in Schiris Beis, I think. Hold on. Yes, Schiris Beis. And a Prishin Simen Tzadi Tes, Sif Yud Tes. They hold that Nishno like Rabbeinu Eliyahu, I could force you to work, but I could force you to work even like Rabbeinu Tam. Because you know why Rabbeinu Tam argued with Rabbeinu Eliyahu? Only because I know Eflak doesn't mean it. I know Eflak means I'm going to plant potatoes in my backyard. But if I said in the Ksuba, I know Eflak and I hire myself out to somebody else, Avadi, you got to work. There's no Avdis there. So they hold Lekuliyama. If you make this night, it works Lekuliyama. You could force this guy to work. I say, Paskin, Pella, just the preacher says for Kanej, he has a catch. He says, making a tonight that if you don't pay, you do something is a smachta. And he says it only works if the minig was to write that. So to the first one to write, it's not going to work. But if you make a minig out of it and you take care of asmakta, minig takes care of asmakta, then yes, then you'd be able to force the guy to work. Or if you do special kinyanim to take care of asmakta, then in a kamid, then you could force the guy to work. Lukuliyama, even like Rabbeinu Tam. Truth be told, it's not muskum. Truth be told is if you looked, is Hagoyis Maimini and Ishis Perek Beis. I think it's Ois Ches. Sorry, it's Perek Yud Beis Eis Ches. When he brings down Rabbeinu Tam, it's Mavuah that Rabbeinu Tam argued with Rabbeinu Eliyahu, not because the Lashon of the Ksuba is not mashma like that, it's because he held that you're now let her do it because that's Avdus. And the poel is now let her hire himself out without the ability to be Choyza. So he holds, it's a fundamental machlokes, hiring yourself out to somebody else and not being able to be Choyza, is that Avdus or not? Rabbeinu Eliyahu holds it's not Avdus and Mechuyiv to do it, and Rabbeinu Tam holds it is the Avdus and you're not Mechuyiv to do it. Often that the Tumim and the Aruch HaShulchan is right that it's totally in this Machlokes Yishanim. Aye, so what does Rabbeinu Tam hold? Aluchai Rabbeinu Eliyahu is right. Why is that considered Avdus if there's no Odin? So you have to be Matchik Luchai that to the extent I'm Mechuyev to work for somebody, cause man, I don't find another job. Right now I am Mechuyev to work for Reuven, for somebody else. If I can't find another job, I'm now let her back out. So that's Avdus. If I can't find another job, I would not be able to back out. So that's Gufa Avdus. So Memela, Rabbeinu Tam holds it also. But Rabbeinu Eliyahu says it's not Avdus. Because if I could find another job, I could be able to back out. Totally, on Machlokes Yishanim, that's considered Avdus. And will the Tanai work? I could say Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam even further. Rabbi said this is a Chiddush. That is a Shitas Ri. The Torah in Shin Lamed Gimel brings down the sheet to three that opposed Yochel Lachzor Bebechatzia Yom not to be an Eved. But what happens if the reason why the Pole wants to back out is because the price of wages went up. For what he's doing went up. And he would like to now hire himself to somebody else. So that's why he wants to back out from you. Zok the Torah B'Shem Deri, the Pole is no longer allowed to back out from you. If he's backing out Machmas Yoiker, he has no right to back out. So Machloik is Achroinim had to touch up the Torah. But if he touch up the Torah as follows, like this. If we go like this, Prat, it will be no guy here.
Only because you don't like the work.
Sorry?
When could you back at
all? If you don't like the work, you don't like the boss, you want to go on vacation, you don't want to be an Eved. But if the reason why you're backing out is because you want to work somewhere else, so then if you learn the Prat in the Torah like this, what's Prat? Is because why could you back out not to be an Eved? If you're going to back out only to work somebody somewhere else, so you're anyway working, so then why back out for me for? Then you got to work for me too. If you want to put your feet on the desk and go to sleep, b'seder, so that I can't force you to work to be an Eved. But if you're going to anyway work, subject yourself to work, then you can't back out of me either. So if that's the case, then Loi Rabbeinu Tam is very geshmak why you're an Eved. Because when you hire yourself out, you got to work for Reuven, not for me, for Reuven. Are you allowed to back out of Reuven? No, because if you can't find another job, you're not allowed to back out of Reuven, because my deal. LMI, you're going to find another job, and that's why you're backing out of Reuven? You still can't back out of Reuven. Because if you only back out of Reuven to work somewhere else, then you're not allowed to back out of Reuven. Boy, if and by doing so, then you're mechuyev to work for Reuven. So then you're never to Reuven. So I'm not allowed to make that tight. It's not so much about
Taira. Say more partially. You can say the reason is because you have to work for Yemen to pay me, so that's in your inevit to me.
To me? Why?
Because you're always working for me. You're batching, you're always working for me.
You're not working for me. You're working for someone else because of me.
But all right. Those two work. Why is there a problem? Why do I know he came back out? The whole shy of the poil is that he came back out with Chatzi Yoyim.
Why could he put back out Chatzi Yoyim? Because he wants to take a break. But if he's backing out only to work somewhere else...
He has a right to back out.
No, but later Rabbi Nathan, when you make it tonight, he has no right to back out. No, but I'm saying, Lord Rabbeinu Tam, if you make it tonight to be Meshabit him to work, he's now let her back out unless he finds other work. So if that's the case, then Kum Toysi, now let her do it because he's only doing...
All the way back to that, why can't he back out of the job? Hey, you said
he normally could. He normally is allowed to, but if I make it tonight with him, he can't. He's now allowed to. That's what Rabbeinu Eliyahu wants. If the first Baal Chayiv makes it tonight with him, the Baal Chayiv makes it tonight. A Poyel is always allowed to back out. He's always let her back out, not me din yoyka, because then he's never taking a break. He's working for somewhere else, so then he has to stay on by the first guy too. If you go like that, whatever it is, it doesn't make a difference. He's now let her back. You only have a right to back out because you want to take a break. If you don't want to take a break, you have no right to back out. So that's after this. Okay, wait, I'm running late. Let me just fear eyes. So now, let's go back to us. So halacha lemaaseh, it should be makloik to shein him. But what happens if you don't want to force the guy to hire himself out to be a poel? You want to hire himself out to be a kavlan? I'll make it tonight with you. You got to pay me up. How? You got to make shtenders and tables. I don't know what you got to do. You got to do any form of kablonis work. You got to be a dentist, a doctor. You got to do something. Not paying by the hour. You're paying by the service, by the job. And that's kablonis. So the L'chayr by Kablonis doesn't pass Kli B'nei Yisrael Avodim, that's not Avdus, so that tonight should work, because it's not being Masa much because of a Torah. It's not an Issa. And I found, Baruch Hashem, there's a base Yehuda over here who says it, that you only can force him to be a Seicher by somebody else, but to be a Kablon by someone else, that's not Avdus, that tonight will work, that's not Masa much because of a Torah. Gaval de Gazaks. Only thing is, truth be told, it's not Poshet, because there's a Chakira, my major Machloikas Achroinim, by a kablon, if you have a kablon who's getting paid by the job, not by the hour, but you kaveya zman lemalachtai, a car service. You got to come now. No, I'm going to come tomorrow. I need a car service now, not tomorrow. A taxi. You got to come now. Is that a poil or a kablon? When you meshubit to work now, just you're being paid not by the hour, you're being paid for the trip. I'll pay you to Newark Airport $50. But you got to do it now. Is that kablonis or is that... Schiris. There's a major machloikas achroinim. If you learn like the achroinim that's considered schiris because you're forcing him to work now, then the Beis Yehuda is not correct. Because if you make it tonight that you could force him to be a kablan, that means you're forcing him to do the melechas akablanis now. So that's vaita avdus. Elamai, you make up, you can force him to be kablan, not now, whenever he wants, and you do nothing, then he will never work. He can do whatever he wants. But elamai, you're forcing him to work now, because for him to be a kablan now, that's not going to work. Because to now, that's poil, that's avdus, and that won't work. So it comes out, and l'idiki, so let's see.
You want to flip it around. So only if the shaila to flip around. You want to make a poel that he has to be paid by the hour, but he can work 10 hours a week with any which hours he wants. So then again, it could be totally on this mark like this. Is that considered poel or kavlan? He can work whenever he wants, but he got to be paid by the hour. So he's working for somebody. For every minute he works, he's being paid. That might still be considered poel and avdus. And Ramayla, yes, then that would like to be an issa and kalibanei shalom and masa mashkoz v'tayim. But even though, at the end of the day, a sikum, you cannot force him to work for yourself, but you could force him to work for somebody else, like Rabbeinu Eliyahu, but not according to Rabbeinu Tam, and to force him to be kablonis, that's even better, unless you go like the person that kablonis lizman is right to avdus, and that's going to be also. All right, a good tovah.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.